This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Cubley.
Oh, hell yeah. That is it right there. Heaven, it's back, baby.
It's that time.
It is that time, baby. Started last night. Actually started last week.
It starts tomorrow.
Week zero, but it really does start tomorrow. There are a lot of games. 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, Saturday slate. What college football? It ain't got to be just Saturday, over the weekend, because it's they're taking over. College football's taking over. It started yesterday, tonight, Saturday, Sunday, Monday as well. What is your game of the week? You got to pick one college football game of the week, and this week there are a lot of them. I will be a very nice man and allow the guest to step in first. B. Scott, what is your Saturday slate game of the week?
Man, there are so many to pick from, and I know going into this, I was really leaning toward that LSU-Clemson game, but I'm going to pivot here and go with the obvious. I didn't want to go with the obvious because I felt like it was too obvious, but it's also just too obvious not to go with.
Yeah.
So it's going to be Texas-Ohio State. I might even, for this Texas-Ohio State game, I might even go to bed early just to make sure that I can sleep in and still be awake by 11 o'clock, well before 11 o'clock to watch
Corso
this game.
And then move right over.
Yeah, man, I might skip through Lee Corso, get through a documentary before the game starts, but absolutely going to be locked into this game. And I hate that it's got to be like the sexy topic, but it is right there, like the Arch Manning thing. I am concerned about the hype around Arch Manning. Certainly, I hope that he is as good as everybody wants him to be and says that he is. I'm a little bit nervous that maybe he's not, because we just have not seen enough of it to be proclaimed the way that a lot of people are.
He is getting a lot of hype for not seeing a lot of performance on this level.
Yeah, it is. There's a lot of your name and not a whole lot of your game. Now, what we've seen of him, for the most part, I think has been promising. We just haven't seen enough of it to be like, oh, that's the Heisman. It feels like a lot of that is algorithm and celebrity driven, of like, headline driven, as opposed to, hey, this kid is actually somebody that should be up for that. Now, he is on one of the better teams, the best team in the nation, perhaps, with Texas. So I think this is the perfect test for somebody that's coming in with a lot of hype, a team overall that's coming in with a lot of hype to go up against the defending champions, Ohio State. And of course, the history is there between the two programs. This is the game of the weekend, where they come on at 11,
stupid,
5, 9, whatever time, we're going to be up watching this game.
Yeah, don't listen, Tyler. I really just, to me, for story, interest, what we do, I really hope that Arch starts off fast. Because Arch, like, this will make a story all year long if Arch Manning is anywhere close to what we or what people are believing him to be. Now, I do think he may be the fifth best quarterback in his own conference, but that is not how it is portrayed.
It's possible.
And we'll see. But if he comes out with a big game, like the interest level in college football in Texas and him grows big time. And we, like, if he gets off, we'll know what the story of the year is. Calm down, Tyler. Don't get mad. We'll know what the story, and I hope for that. Because right now, going into it, it is the number one story. All right, Tyler, what is your game of the week? Real quick, somebody text in, Texas A&M versus UTSA.
All right.
Roadrunners are screwed.
Yeah, that's, man. Of all the games, Vic, I hear you.
How about them Roadrunners and Aggies?
Miami, Notre Dame, the return of the Catholics versus the convicts.
Yeah.
You know what it is?
Yeah.
They're just nice people. What's your game of the week?
I will say, first of all, in all seriousness, I got a lot of respect for the UTSA football program. They've done a lot of really good things the last, like, five-ish years.
Yeah.
So I hope Elko and company don't just blow this first game off for the Aggies. But anyway, my game of the week is number 9 LSU in Death Valley at number 4 Clemson. That is one of the best football atmospheres you can be at. I mean, Kyle Field's at the top, obviously.
This is such an interesting matchup for the coaches. For some reason, like, people are down on Dabo. And when you look at what he has done overall in a down year, which was last year, my man is winning the conference championship and going to the college football playoff, first ever college football playoff. But then Brian Kelly's got to stop losing these games. Like, and he's got so much talent. And I think we talk about Arch a lot. I think he may have the best quarterback, although my man in South Carolina is not bad either. But I think he may have the best quarterback in football. He's coming back. He's got a lot of talent naturally in that state. And then he's got a lot of talent that he's brought in. They've lost to USC last year. And especially what we saw USC to be as the year went on, they got no business losing that game. They lost to Florida State the year before that. This is a big one for LSU.
Yeah.
Big one for both.
Yeah, I agree too, man. Like, this game, like, I talked about Arch Manning and the whole Texas, you know, his debut in this sort of role. But this, to me, is actually the QB matchup. The LSU-Clemson game is more of a QB matchup. As you mentioned, Ron, the head coaching matchup. Also, if styles make fights, I feel like stylistically these teams are different in the standpoint of how they go about it, how they go about building their teams. Like, Dabo been reluctant to dip into the transfer portal. LSU, like, infamously goes into the transfer portal. Like, the way they go about building their teams is so different. And then, of course, like, just the history over the last decade or so, both of them being relevant programs, trying to get back to that. Like, yeah, man, I'm here for this. And both have, you know, obviously some of the more intense atmospheres to watch a game. So that Death Valley at night is going to be, I think, amazing.
Yeah, and they actually probably have two of the top quarterbacks that are actually going to be in the draft coming up.
That's what I'm saying.
Those two.
They've got the better quarterbacks, even though we're talking about Arch Manning. You know, Arch Manning gets talked about more so than these two guys, but they're probably actually the better quarterbacks, at least going into the season until our shows us something different.
My game is Georgia Tech at Colorado.
Mm.
Georgia Tech is on the road in Boulder, and they're a 4.5-point favorite. And to me, this is just about what is the Colorado and Deion Sanders experience look like now that two NFL players that he had at Jackson State and at Colorado are gone. What's the program look like? Because I don't care, you know, what you say. Deion Sanders for the last 2 years, Deion and Colorado, that whole thing has been the biggest story in college football. And now, is that just over?
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Because Travis Hunter and Shadur are gone, or... Does he continue to make Colorado an interesting thing to talk about and a face of college football? Because that's what they have been. And Georgia Tech's a good football team that's coming in. And as they say, they're 4.5-point favorite on the road, you know, against a team that won 9 games last year. He went in the transfer portal, got a lot of guys there. You would think he can recruit. We'll see. So that, to me, is one I got my eye on in Colorado.
Yeah, no, I don't love everything about the Dion Colorado experience, but the one thing I cannot, deny or argue with is the success of it. Like, I mean, it's been objectively successful. Dion appears to know what he's doing. He has, I think, set the stage for, like I think people want to go there now and go play for Dion.
Oh, yeah.
It's cool. Yeah. So I don't see a reason why he wouldn't be able to keep this up.
We'll see. He had great players. We'll see if they continue to be a big talking point or an afterthought. All right, coming up, somebody done just loaded up a lot of pressure, and it ain't Micah Parsons. We'll discuss what that means coming up next.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.